You're about to enjoy an It Takes Three Network podcast. Well, thank you for coming on, Amanda.
Oh, I'm so excited.
How's your quarantine going?
Oh, it's grand. I went to Trader Joe's today in a mask, so that was fun.
How was it? We haven't been to Trader Joe's in like over 2 weeks now.
It was the same, like stock-wise. They were out of a few things, but they had us like wait on a line outside, like 6 feet apart, blah, blah, blah. So it was pretty normal other than that. And they only let like 20 people in at a time.
Yeah, so that's what they were doing the last time we were there, and it was really relaxing.
Yeah, a lot better. That.
Yeah. How many days have you guys been in quarantine?
Oh, God. You guys, Zach has been working every day, sometimes overtime, and his jobs that I only let him do outside. But I've been here, I don't even know. I think I had Corona, and we had Corona a million years ago, like beginning of March. So, I was out for a while from my job, and then the following week, my last week of my job was canceled because of school being closed. So I think it's the middle of March.
Yeah. Same with me. I think the 14th around. So it's been a month.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
And so
oh my
forth.
God.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? Oh my God.
We're doing good. I mean, I'm working from home, so I just have this new normal, and Ant is still going into the office.
Yep. Yes, yes, still yes. Working. He said they're, like, doing less people, though, in the office, he said, Ant, right?
Yeah, yep, just less
yeah,
people.
Yeah, so, like, we're grateful to be working, but also, you know, I miss my friends.
Oh, yes.
And just a little bit of normalcy. But anyway, okay, so as always in how this podcast goes, I picked out 5 random questions.
Mm-hmm.
To discuss with you and Ant tonight.
Cool.
And I don't know, you know, which ones they are because I picked them at random. So I am excited. I'm using a deck of cards called Base Camp that I got in my Therabox, which Ooh. Shout out to Therabox, not sponsored, but
yeah, not sponsored.
I love Therabox. Okay. So here's the first question for you guys. And also, sidebar, Amanda, I'm excited mm-hmm. because I know you love games. So it's kind of like
I'm
a game
freak, you know.
All right, so the first question is, describe your hometown.
Oh, okay. Ant, you go first.
it sucks. It was in the middle of nowhere, basically. And it was
could be worse.
It could have been worse. It could have been worse, yes. There was a Walmart, mm-hmm. and other than that, it was terrible. To get anywhere was a real pain. Because there was only one, main road 25, and you had
and
to get
Walmart.
On it. Yeah, and a Walmart. But you have to get on that road to get anywhere, and there's always tons of traffic. It was I look back on just living in that area. We lived in a nice little bubble in there, mm-hmm. but getting to and from awful.
Ugh, I totally feel you on the bubble situation. My hometown is definitely so many things, filled with a whole slew of different people of all walks and socioeconomic statuses and amazingly awesome people and amazingly, oh my gosh, these people live amongst me and the rest of the people I know. We have this lizard guy, the iguana guy.
Ooh.
Walk around all over the place, and he would literally always be walking with an iguana on his shoulder all the time.
That's fun.
We literally saw him all the time.
A cast of characters. I like that.
Yes, definitely. Intense. Oh, God, so many things. There was a lot, Target, Trader Joe's, everything all over. A lot of it was within walking distance. We did a lot of walking in high school before we had our cars and stuff. But I mean, the hometown so far, it was pretty good. I would say overall it was pretty good. It's changed a lot now. And yeah, I guess that's about that.
Yeah, I still live in my hometown. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in a better part of it. Yeah. But mm-hmm. also growing up, I grew up in a bubble too because I lived in a condominium complex. And
okay.
That was... I feel like we're fortunate because as I've traveled, I've seen some hometowns. I'm like, mine isn't so bad.
Yeah, I moved one town over. That's as far as I made it. I moved into Michelle's hometown.
That's awesome. You guys are moving up. Michelle, you're staying lateral. That's right. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. The next question, what was your first job?
Okay. You want to go first, Aunt?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll go first. I worked with my dad when I was younger, like just helping him, you know, do random stuff. But then when I turned 14, I got in the same bubble that I grew up in. I got a job in that bubble. And I worked at the pool as a clubhouse attendant. I never left. I was bussed in and out. It was great. all I did was go to school and then I came back in. I felt like it was a prison, sort of. So I worked there for like 3 years, I guess. That was a good job. I did enjoy that job. Sun in the summer, and then it was, you know, walkable to home, and you know, it was a solid, you know, employment.
The safe, awesome. Good first job.
Yeah, it was, you know, a cakewalk, really. I mean, for what it could have been, you know.
What was yours, Amanda?
So I won't count babysitting. I was doing that since I was like 10, I worked at a Carvel as my first job.
Oh.
I got my working papers in high school and I was all excited and I was 14 and I went to work at Carvel over the summer and I, you know, they taught me all the different, you know, tricks of the trade and I could not for the life of me, like I was good. I made cakes and stuff like that. But when it came to making cones with soft serve, I could not make a cone. Couldn't make a cone like that actually looked like ice cream you wanted to eat. And not that it had been like dropped on the floor. I did not drop it on the floor, but it looked like that. And they literally like after like continuously trying to teach me how to make this cone for like a couple of months, they're like, okay, you don't have to come back to work anymore.
Oh,
and like,
no!
I didn't understand what they meant. And then I was like, wait, are you closing? And they were like, no. And I was like, oh.
Oh my god, they fired you over cone making?
They fired me.
You can't make cones.
Because I literally couldn't make cones, and they had so many people ask for cones. And I'd be like, do you want hard ice cream? Are you sure you don't want hard ice cream? I'm like, look at all the flavors of hard ice cream. They literally got fired.
Okay,
you don't have to come back anymore. Thank you for your service.
I was like, why?
Yeah, what do you mean? I like it.
Wait, but what's the trick with that? Is it in the wrist? Is it?
You're asking the wrong.
I know, but like, I didn't know if it was one of those things where you witnessed it, you just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Wow.
Yep. I'm a doer. Like, I need to do it in order to get it, you know, to like see, like, if you tell me how to do it, it's not going to work. I need to actually physically do it. This is one of those exceptions to that, to my rule there.
That's funny. I I was thinking the other day, do working papers still exist?
I don't know.
Because I remember getting mine. I was very excited to get mine. I was like, yes, I'm legal. I'm on the books now. Yeah. What a stupid thing that was. Yeah. Get off the books. God. Come on, get off the books.
I think, so my first job was a pet sitter, but like babysitting, I was doing that for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my first jobs on the books was I worked in a deli. And similar to you, Amanda, I could not.
She was a vegetarian.
I was a vegetarian. Well, I'm still a vegetarian, but I couldn't slice deli meat.
Oh, no.
And because people.
The cold cuts super thick.
Because people,
oh,
like,
my God.
They like their cold cuts thin. Who knew?
Yeah.
And so people would constantly come back and be like, oh, these cold cuts are cut so thick. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I love that story.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
It was the most gross job. Oh, I'm not going to get into the gritty detail.
You
of
poor
me,
thing.
But why I decided that was a good idea,
that's
I don't know.
Oh my God. Next step would have been a butcher. That's like second worst job for a veg. Oh.
Yes, seriously. Okay, next question. What's the scariest thing you've done for fun?
The scariest thing I've done for fun? Like,
I think a zip lining.
I guess.
Zip lining. Like between the Vegas towers?
Yeah, but.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I think the scariest thing I did was like kind of like race a little bit.
Oh.
Like with my car. that I did for fun. I mean, you know, like it wasn't like real racing. It was just like it just happened a couple of times with friends. You know, like
yeah.
You just start racing, and before you know it, you're weaving in and out of traffic, and you're like, oh, this is not safe.
Yeah. Hmm. I remember doing that in high school with my friends, just like
it's hard not
gunning it down Sunken Meadow.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I think I would say when we were on our honeymoon in Belize, we went to the top of Mayan ruins. It was called Zunantinich. And I'm not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of falling, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So totally, we're climbing up like this thing. It had no, like it's okay, super duper high, like crazy high, and climbing all the way up. And I was stoked for that. Like, this is my favorite day by far, like excursion day. It was amazing. We ziplined, which was awesome, through like the rainforest. It was so cool. We did that, and then we did cave tubing. But climbing up to this thing, and then you get to the top where you can stand, and there's, you know, you're on like the ledge, and there's no bars, like no nothing to prevent you from falling down 80, like nothing at all. So he is telling us these stories of where the tour guide is telling us these stories of how they would sacrifice people and like cut their heads off, and they would roll all the way down the thing and whatever. So like they're telling us these things, and we're up there, and there's giant burrow bees, like I don't know if they're burrow bees, but like they go into wood, but whatever. These things are just flying all around us, and there was wind at the top of this thing, and I am like shitting my pants, like standing up here, and I had never been scared being high ever in my life. Like, this was the first time, and I was like, I'm going to die falling on stones in ancient Mayan ruins. Like, what is happening? That I think was possibly the scariest thing I've ever done for fun, but it was amazing, and I would do it in a heartbeat. But yeah. Oh my god.
Wow. How was Zach in that situation?
Zach was sitting on the edge. We have pictures. Oh my god, I'll show you one time. Pictures of him sitting on the edge with the tour guide, and I was like shitting my pants trying to grip onto the lack of grippable rock. Like, it was just insane.
Trying to play it cool. You're like, no, I'm not worried about dying.
I was like, you're gonna blow off and you're gonna die, and we're not gonna have any time as a married couple.
There goes Zach.
Oh god.
Yeah, I don't think I have really a scary thing. But again, racing in high school, I never actually did it, but I was always in the back seat.
Yeah.
And I never said anything, but looking back, I would not do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
You're so fragile. I see people speeding. Like, you know, I speed, but, you know, like I see people like racing. I'm like, oh, you crazy jerks. you guys are crazy.
You whippersnappers.
Crazy kids. Slow down.
Oh my god.
Okay, what is something you really want to do before you die?
Oh god, everything. So many things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Oh my god.
Travel more. Eat more types of food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have more money.
Yeah, right. The first two don't work with the third one, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, travel, eat, everything. I love meeting different people. I want to explore, you know, like the world, similar to what you said, and see everything, do everything, eat everything, meet people. Meeting people and hearing stories from people is like one of my favorite things, because I feel like I'm experiencing things with people when they share parts of themselves with me. And I love that.
Yes. I just got chills as you said that, because that's my favorite thing too. Hence why I podcast so much.
Yeah.
I love stories and talking.
I don't think I'm empathetic to enough to enjoy that as much. I mean, I like people's stories, but like I don't really get the same enjoyment out of. I get more of like FOMO feeling, which I don't like.
Really? Because I get, as soon as someone tells me a story, I am full on like so excited for them. Like, tell me every detail. I want to hear it.
Oh,
I wanna
yeah.
live it with you.
Like when people show me pictures from their vacations, I'm like, show me all of them.
Yeah. And I always ask, I'm like, where did you eat? What was your favorite meal?
Yes.
Favorite moment. But for me, one of the things I really want to accomplish before I die is I really want to be a voiceover.
You have such a perfect voice to be a voiceover. Oh my god, you just said that, and I like pictured you in like Bob's Burgers, but like you could be doing way cooler stuff. But
yeah,
like, oh my god,
exactly. I want to be in something animated. And a couple of months ago, Ant and I were walking. Where were we? In the city? Maybe it was around Christmas time. And I said to him, I was like, one of the things I would like one day as a gift is to be a voiceover. I don't know how you can make that happen, but randomly. Here's something for you to work on for the next couple of years.
Well, how convenient. The 12th wedding anniversary is voiceover. Yeah, oh, it's perfect.
It's voiceover work, yeah. Oh, my God.
Imagine. We should just recreate what each anniversary year
yeah,
is.
We should yep. come up with our own anniversary calendar. Yeah.
All righty. So the last question, if you were president, what's the first thing you would do?
World peace.
I would quit.
I could not handle that responsibility.
I would quit like immediately. Oh. I'd be like, I just wanted to see if I could win. I'm out.
So somebody posted something. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm done. That was it. I quit. That was the first and last thing I did.
Do you accept? Nope. Next. Yep,
pass. Next question.
Somebody posted something on Facebook, I think yesterday, and it just made me angry, and I was, shocked, but everything, you know, nowadays, but I just literally wanted to write, okay, whole country needs a reset. Everyone needs to drop political parties, drop whatever they're holding onto political beliefs, and just care about humankind, well-being of humankind, keeping humankind safe at whatever costs, maintaining our rights, and all of these different things. And I don't know how you could do that as a president. I give whoever is president forever, all the time, so much credit because I could never, you have to do so many more things than what I named, but like those are important, you know, things, and there's more important things, and you just need to do all of the things to make people okay. You need to make the world happy. You need to make your people happy. You need to make everybody safe. And like, oh my God. Oh, so many things. I have no idea. I don't even know how to answer that question. I did not answer it, but I don't know.
That's why I would quit.
Yeah.
No, I actually, so one of my biggest things and things that set me off are public bathrooms. I get really excited when I enter a place and the public bathroom has the lock that says vacant or occupied.
Oh, yes.
So I would make it mandatory that every bathroom had to have that.
Yeah.
I would second that and also add floor to ceiling.
Yes.
I would get rid of whatever requirements, make it so that you can't have that, and you could get floor to ceiling stalls because that shit is where it's at.
Oh, yes. You want to know what's irritating on the bathroom thing, the bathroom topic?
Yeah.
When you're sitting in a stall and you can see out of all the sides while you sit, which means everyone walking by can be like, what's going on in there? I wonder what they're doing in the bathroom. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And also, floor to ceiling, some stalls, I don't understand why the gaps are larger in some than others.
Right? Yes.
There's just no rules. Mounting. What?
Yes. Poor hardware mounting.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, probably.
But yeah, and you know, when you go into a noisy bar or restaurant and there's one stall and you can't hear if someone's in there, and then you try to like, you don't want to turn the doorknob. And then how many times I've waited outside the door and no one was in the bathroom?
Yep. All the time. Oh my gosh. If you can't hear, you're like, well, I guess I'm just going to pee my pants.
And then you sit down, then you see someone enter and you're like, damn it. Yes.
There's no one in there.
Oh my God. Also, being that you said public bathroom, and it just reminded me of another public bathroom situation that I had, which was a good situation. I walked into a bathroom, and this will be futuristic, I'm sure this will happen in the future when we're allowed to like be with other humans again. But I walked into a bathroom and I was ecstatic when I went to like pee because I sat down and I looked up to my, to the front and to the right. And there was one at the front, a picture of Johnny Depp. And then on the right, there was a picture of Elvis. And they are my two favorite people in the universe. And I felt like it was a bathroom made for me.
Oh.
And I think I posted a picture somewhere on some sort of social media, but that's going to happen. And need to happen. And my first order as president, I'm taking that, Michelle, is make public bathrooms more personalized for everyone who wants
it. Yeah, you get to choose. Yeah, like you walk in, you get to choose like the music you want to listen to. Mm-hmm. You get to, in your own stall, you get to choose the pictures that you want to look at.
Yeah, who wants to look at you while you pee?
Yeah.
Where was that bathroom?
It was at... Okay. I think it was at Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza in Comac, my hometown. I think so. I think so. A million years ago, but it made me so happy.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was so fun. Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you, Amanda.
Thank you for having me. I hope I didn't talk too much.
No, never.
You talked an appropriate amount.
Yeah, it was good. Say hi to Zach and kiss those kiddos.
Oh, the tiny little peeps. I
will. How are they doing? Are they good?
Oh, they're great.
Good.
Driving me nuts, but they're great.